You'd have a, for making shoes, obviously you have a turning hammer, tongs, a force stamp, which was stamped to make the nail hole shape, and then a Pritchell to punch right through.
Oh, and that makes the holes through.
Right through the shoes, yes. And you'd have round punches for stud holes, because you used to put road studs in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then for what we call the floor kit, that's to for to deal with the horse's foot, you'd have a toy knife, and that's a blade. A blade for chopping the feet down. We always use toy knives in the army, and I still use a toy knife to this day. And I can cut a foot level. But now we have hoof cutters, which were very expensive. And then you would have a toy knife, and then you would have a rasp.
Would you use the rasp for?
To level just the foot up.
And, yes. And which you just presumably did by eye and touch.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You have to have good eyes to be shooting.
Yeah.
And then you'd have a small hammer, a claw hammer, as you would call it, a claw hammer, nailing on hammer, and a pair of pincers, large pincers, to lever the shoes off, to draw your clenches up. Yeah. Basic tools.